Another important theme to think about when we talk about these ideas of galus and geula of exile and redemption is, why do we want Mashiach to come? Why do we want the geula to come? The sign of a loving relationship is you put the other party first, before yourself, before your own needs, before your own interests. So in the Shemoneh Esrei, when we're asking for geula, we say, "Galeinu mehira l'man shemecha." Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. Says the Yesod v'Sherish HaAvoda. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of whatever Klal Yisrael did wrong, whatever crime justified the punishment of the consequence of galus, it wasn't just that we got sent into exile. We were scattered around the world. The Shechina, Hashem's presence, was also sent into galus. As much as we're in galus, he's in galus. She's in galus, to be perfectly more precise. So when we say Galeinu l'man shmecha, we're meant to think about Hashem's name too. That Hashem is in galus as a result of our actions. So let's speak to feel Hashem's pain. Hashem's pain that his presence isn't felt in the world. Hashem's praying that his children aren't connected to him. That tzar hashchina, Galeinu me'eir l'man shmecha, is a deep and profound focus on Hashem's pain, over and above our own. Therefore he says, Hashem, please redeem us. Redeem us from the difficulties we find ourselves in, not just for us, not primarily for us, but for you, for your sake. And this isn't a trick, it's not a game. It's a feeling that's for real. Start focusing on Hashem's pain rather than our own. In order to make this a little bit easier, the Chafetz Chaim gives a mashal of a wealthy father. He throws a massive party for a special birthday. He has a bunch of children. One of the sons, phenomenally wealthy. Another quite the opposite. And he wants all his kids to be there. So he invites them and says, "And whatever expenses you incur in my honor, I will reimburse gladly. Just come, enjoy yourselves, let's celebrate." So the wealthy son says, "Ah, fantastic. Fantastic." So he makes sure to kit all the children out in the most incredible outfits. Gorgeous, matching, perfect. Comes with gifts and a beautiful new wagon, carriage, best horses. Comes galloping along. Poor son doesn't have what to lay out anyway. So he comes as he is with the family on some old, crapped out horse and cart. Falling apart, barely gets there. Horses gasping for breath. The kids are dressed in rags. What can you do? Main thing is to be there. The rich son pulls up in this beautiful wagon. "Daddy, daddy, we're here. We're here for you." And the father's just looking into the distance as he sees the other son coming. And as the son, the wealthy son, with all of his dripping with designer brands or whatever they have, you know, it comes off with all the children looking immaculate. It says, "Daddy, daddy, we're here. Mazel tov. We've come in your honor." Says the father to the son, "You've come for my honor. Really? If you'd have come for my honor, you would have taken care of your other brother too. You're taking care of your other brother too. This was for your honor, not for me. You decked yourself out and you thought you'd get a freebie too. Including Kvod Shamayim, doing things for Hashem's honor, is playing our part to make it happen. That all of Hashem's children should know about him. We're not doing this for ourselves. We do this for Hashem. And the sign of it is how much we're willing to really do that. Reach out to others so that they know it too."